Giving to care. The spirit of helping others. In Chinese culture, helping others is seen as one of the greatest virtues. According to Mencius, a kind person loves others, and people in power should work to improve life for all people. Lei Feng, a role model in China, was famous for his selfless deeds. He once said, "A person's life is limited, but there is no limit to serving the people." This spirit of helping others runs deeply through the blood of the Chinese people. It is not just about saving many lives or aiding thousands of people. Even small acts of kindness can make society better. A young hero. 12th of May 2008 is an unforgettable day for Chinese people. On this day, one of the worst earthquakes in China's history struck Wenchuan County in Sichuan Province. When the earthquake hit, Lin Hao was walking in his school hallway. Suddenly, the walls fell down around him, and he was trapped under the ruins. Many students cried out in fear, but Lin Hao, just 9 years old, stayed calm. "I heard a girl crying behind a broken wall," he recalled. "I told her, 'Don't cry, let's sing together.'" As Lin Hao started singing, other students joined in, and soon the girl stopped crying. In the face of the disaster, Lin Hao showed great courage for his age. He not only kept calm himself, but also encouraged his schoolmates to fight their fear. After 2 hours, Lin Hao crawled out of the ruins. But many of his schoolmates were still trapped inside. Even though it was dangerous, Lin Hao went back into the fallen building. He soon found a girl and quickly carried her to safety. Despite his own head and arm injuries, he went back to save another boy. Lin Hao did all he could to help others. His story moved people all around the world. At the opening ceremony of the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games, he had the honour of leading the Chinese delegation into the stadium, along with the basketball player Yao Ming. Before long, he was named by the Global Times as one of the 20 youths who influenced the world. The One Yuan Kitchen. Down a narrow alley near a cancer hospital in Nanchang, Jiangxi Province, there is a special open-air kitchen. At mealtimes, crowds of people fill the alley to cook. They are family members of patients in the nearby hospital. They come here to cook for their sick loved ones. This kitchen is known as the Anti-Cancer Kitchen, and its owners are Wan Zuochang and Xiang Gongxiang. The kitchen was once a food stall. One day in 2003, a couple came and asked to borrow the stove to cook a meal for their son. The boy stayed in the hospital because of his bone cancer. Xiang Gongxiang agreed right away. Word spread, and soon the small food stall became a kitchen for hundreds of families. "Many patients in the cancer hospital are from other cities," said Wan Zuochang. "I can't help much in other ways, but I can help with meals." At first, cooking at the kitchen was free. But because the couple stopped their business to run the kitchen, they had to charge a small fee to cover the costs. In 2016, when things got more expensive, the couple raised the fee a little, from 0.5 yuan to 1 yuan for a vegetable dish and 2 yuan for a meat dish. The couple's kindness was noble, and their hard work in running the kitchen for over 20 years was even more admirable. They start work early in the morning and finish late at night. The kitchen stays open 365 days a year. In 2021, they were given the Touching China Award, but they didn't attend the award ceremony. They didn't want to close the kitchen, even for one day. The couple is now in their senior years. Wan Zuocheng was once asked if they would continue. He said, "We are like that clock on the wall. If it doesn't break, it will keep ticking. And we will keep going." The Big-Eyed Girl. In 1991, a black-and-white photo caught the attention of many Chinese people. In the photo, a little girl sat at a desk with a pencil in her hand. Her big, bright eyes looked forwards and seemed to say, "I want to go to school." This powerful image became a famous poster for Project Hope, a public welfare program. The eyes in the photo touched millions of hearts across the country and inspired many to donate to Project Hope. That girl was 8-year-old Su Mingjuan from a poor rural area in Anhui Province. Thanks to Project Hope, she was able to continue her education and enter college. Soon after she started college, Su Mingjuan worked part-time to pay her living expenses. She wrote to Project Hope and asked them to give the support for her to other students in need. After she graduated and began her career, Su Mingjuan made a touching decision. She donated her first salary to Project Hope and kept giving a part of her monthly income to charity. Her journey of giving didn't stop there. Together with Xie Hai Long, the photographer of her well-known photo, Su Mingjuan sold the copyright of the image. This raised over 300,000 yuan. It was used to build a Hope Primary School in the Xizang Autonomous Region. In 2018, Su Mingjuan took another step in giving back. She used 30,000 yuan of her own savings to set up a student assistance fund. The fund has raised about 4.9 million yuan and has helped build 5 Hope Primary Schools. Love leads to love. I've been in the rain, so I want to offer an umbrella to others. For years, Su Mingjuan has worked to spread the same kindness she once got. Her efforts have touched many lives along the way. Lighting up the world. In July 2002, Xu Benyu was a student at Huazhong Agricultural University. He wanted to teach as a volunteer in a remote and poor area in Guizhou Province. After seeing the difficult life there, he knew he had to help. When his volunteer teaching ended, he promised the children he would return. The following year, Su Benyu gave up the chance to pursue graduate studies and returned to keep his promise. His selfless decision inspired his university to set up the Benyu Volunteer Service Team. Soon, people from all over Hubei Province joined the team to serve others. They worked together to care for children, support the elderly and disabled, develop rural communities, and protect the environment. Guo Mingyi is a worker from Liaoning Province. He is known around the country as a modern-day Lei Feng. Over 20 years, Guo Mingyi donated over 60 litres of blood. Moreover, he has kept funding students in need since 1994 and has supported over 300 students so far. In 2009, Guo Mingyi set up the Guo Mingyi Volunteer Team. This group began with only a few dozen volunteers, but today it has over 2 million members. Across China, there are countless volunteer teams like those started by Su Benyu and Guo Mingyi. They help those in need, act in difficult times, and work for a better world. With their kind smiles, hard work and warm hearts, Chinese people are showing that kindness shines through simple acts. Together, they spread the best values of Chinese culture: helping, sharing, and caring. Word bank. Admirable. Assistance. Copyright. Cruel. Delegation. Hallway. Lita. Noble. Open air. Savings. Stool. Tick. Virtue.